Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of our Talking Business series. Today's episode is a solo episode, but as usual, I wish everyone who's listening an amazing, abundant-filled week. All the things you want, you receive, and all the goals you have, you smash them. Now let's get started with this week's episode. So in today's episode, I'm just going to be, you know, just talking about a few things that have transpired in my business life in the year 2023. I would have to say that for this year, I experienced a little bit more lows than highs, but I took those highs, I mean those lows I meant, I'm sorry. I took those lows as a pivot in a sense. As you all know, I've discussed it plenty of times. This is one of the things that I do. Of course, my podcast, which you guys are listening to now. One of my highs with this is I was able to be a little bit more consistent. I did have a period where I took a break. I just needed a mental break. Everybody needs a mental break. But I needed a break for a while because I wasn't right mentally. I wasn't right physically, spiritually, or emotionally. So I just had to, you know, take a step back from this for a while. But when I got back into the swing of it, I started to get my foot in again. I made some decisions when it came to the podcast about, you know, how frequent I wanted the episodes to come out, because I felt like in the beginning, I was just doing them week after week after week after week. And sometimes I felt like I didn't have much to talk about, or I was just, I don't know. I didn't have much to talk about after a while, but I was doing it so much. And then I felt like I was burning myself out because, of course, I work a full-time job. I'm back in school, but I still try to make time for my businesses, you know. But I would say that I experienced a lot of different emotions when it came to my podcast. I kind of figured out what I wanted to do is how I wanted to format it. As you all know, or may have realized, I do like one episode a week where I'm just talking about a general topic. Another one is the Talking Business series. Next year, I will have more guests. So please stay tuned for that. And I do girl talks every once a week on Fridays. Those drop every Friday. And I felt like that was a little bit more convenient for me because I was able to still dish out episodes and so y'all could listen to and enjoy. But I was also giving myself time to relax. And I didn't feel like I was burning myself out, or if I miss an episode, I didn't feel bad because I have a format, I have a system. So that was one of my highs. Like, I was able to, you know, format my podcast the way I want to and realize that I don't have to do them every week. I can take a break for a week. I can take a break for 2 weeks. I can format it the way I want because it's my podcast. I can do what I want with it. And I experienced more listeners. That was another high for me when it came to my podcast. Which I do appreciate, and I appreciate everybody that shares, everybody that comes on, everybody that, you know, listens. I appreciate you all for that. So that was another high for me. Another high I would say is that I was able to have my family on, more of my family on. You guys may have listened to that episode, but I've had more of my family on. Which I did appreciate that. I wanted them to get on for a while and they were finally able to. So that was another high for me. And like I said, those were like pretty much highs for me when it came to this part. One of the lowest times in when dealing with the podcast is when I had that, you know, when I took that break. I was deciding if I still wanted to do it, if I still had the motivation to do it. It was just a lot of things going through my mind. It's like like I said in one of my other Talk of Business episodes, it's just that, you know, sometimes we want to experience overnight success. We want to, or we feel like that because we were like, okay, I did a fire ass episode. I know this gonna get me listeners, this and third. And sometimes it doesn't happen that way. And it doesn't. And I've seen that within my podcast. And I feel like that really like kind of, well, I'm not going to say it deterred me, but it kind of put me in a mind state where I don't know if I wanted to do it anymore. I don't know if I'm reaching the right people. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing anymore, because I started off doing my podcast because it was like a personal diary for me, like a recorded diary. I mean, as you know, in the beginning, I was going through a lot of, you know, emotional things. And I've experienced a lot of highs and lows when it comes to my emotion. But, you know, as time went on, I don't know. I'm not going to say that once I became more positive, it gave me more listeners. But sometimes people don't want to hear positive things. Not saying that that's a good or a bad thing. I'm not saying that I don't want people to continue to listen, and I don't, you know, want to make people feel any type of way, but that's just the reality of it all. So I really, like, at a certain point, I decided to end, I was going to end the podcast. It was just going to be, you know, I wasn't even going to do an outro or, you know, a warning that I was going to stop. But now that I feel like I got my footing with everything and the things that I want to do as far as the podcast, you know, soon I want to start doing video podcasts. Even if the person is not there, I'm able to still be on camera with them, which is great. I did have Makiba on here, and I wish I could have got that recording like on video. I mean, I did get it on video, but I wish I was able to upload it is what I mean. But I still have it. I think eventually I'll try to put it on there as one of my starters, but I want to start doing video podcasts eventually. I have created a YouTube for the channel. There's no videos up yet, of course, but next year I'm going to start doing more with my podcast. And I feel like now, because I'm in a better state emotionally, that I'm still going to continue to do it, and I have the motivation to do it. Like, at first, after a while, I was experiencing burnout. I didn't want to do it because after a couple of months, it wasn't really fun to do anymore. Like, I'll just be honest, it wasn't fun to do anymore. It felt like something I was forced to do, if that makes sense. But I do, like I said, I do appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate everybody that's new, that's listening to the podcast, you know, that share my podcast, everything. But, you know, with this particular situation, I feel like I had more highs than lows, which I do appreciate. I do love that part. Okay, and second on the list, I do have you know, like perfume blog. I'm sure everybody has seen them on Instagram, where people post their scent of the day and post reels of unboxings, even like beauty hauls, skincare hauls, things like that. I have that as well that I do. The highs that I experienced this year, I did receive, you know, opportunities to work with brands. Brands have sent me things. I have done videos to promote their business. I've also, you know, received more emails about PR, getting free PR for different brands. That was one of the highs for me. I started to gain more traction when it came to that particular thing. More brands were starting to notice my posts and my videos. They were starting to comment on my things. And some people may see that as a small thing, but it's a small win for me. It's a small victory for me, and I appreciate it. I'm grateful for everything. I'm learning to be appreciative and grateful of every little thing, whether big or small. And I started to make connections with different females that, you know, even males, I'm not going to exclude the males because there were males that were following me too. But I started to, you know, gain connections with certain people that were in that same type of industry, I guess. Is that the right word? I don't know. But yeah, I started to gain more connections with them. And I started to take it more seriously because at first it was just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to just do it, okay, and just see how it goes. But one thing I do love smelling good. I do love perfumes. Everybody knows that I have a lot of shit when it comes to perfumes, lotions, body sprays, everything. But as I, you know, as I started to get more noticed and how if when I started to take it more seriously, that's when things were looking up for me in that aspect. And I started to be more grateful for those opportunities that I had as well. So that was great for me this year. The low that I experienced when it came to that was my page being deleted off Instagram. It was some BS about them thinking that I'm trying to sell counterfeit goods. And the crazy part is I've noticed that a lot of people that I was friends with on my original Instagram for my perfume blog, their pages got deleted too because of the same issue. So it was just like a low for me because I was just like, okay, I was starting to get a lot more followers. More brands were starting to reach out. I was starting to get into the swing of things when it came to, you know, posting and, you know, getting on the algorithm and things like that. I was able to do that. And then like my page got taken away. But I turned that into a positive because I just started to use TikTok instead. I just started to use TikTok instead for a while. And then after a while, I appealed the decision for them to bring my page back. They wouldn't do it. So what I did was I just let it go and created a new one. And honestly, me doing that was the best thing because more brands started to notice and more brands were reaching out than my original one. So it wasn't like it was a bad thing, but it kind of like still helped me out because I was still was getting more traction. And more brands were starting to notice me, even with my new page. So it was just like, I took that low and turned it into a high for me. Even though, you know, I lost my followers on there and a lot of the things that I posted, I couldn't get back because at first I didn't have TikTok. So I wasn't able to like get my content back and stuff like that, which is fine. It's fine. I'm not really mad about it anymore. I was mad about it in the beginning, but I'm not mad about it anymore because I feel like me doing that, it gave me more motivation and more, you know, ambition to just, you know, start fresh and to get my foot in again. This is going to be, you know, those same brands or even more are still going to notice me. I'm going to get more opportunities and things are going to look up when it comes to that. And I really do enjoy doing it. Just like, you know, the podcast, that me losing my page, that kind of like made me stop doing it. Cause even my mom, she was like, so you're not doing the perfume page no more? Like what happened? Did they give you your page back? And they didn't, but eventually, probably like a month, maybe like 2 months ago, I want to say. No, probably was a month ago. I don't know, y'all. Maybe 2 months ago. I just restarted the page again. I was like, I'm just going to start from scratch. Going to start fresh. And my opportunities still will be there. I just have to be consistent and, you know, have that motivation to keep going, regardless of what was going on or what was transpiring, because Instagram be on some stuff sometimes. They really do. I don't know where or how they think that people, and even when I put it in my decision, I mean, my appeal, I was like, I'm doing the same thing everybody do every day. You know, I'm posting what perfume I'm wearing. I'm not trying to sell it or anything. Like, I'm not trying to sell counterfeit goods. Like, this is not, this ain't that. But I, like I said, I noticed a lot of people that I was friends with on Instagram on that page, they were deleted for the same thing. And I think it's just with certain brands. So what I did was I also used that as a curveball. I was just like, I'm going to still post what I want, but these brands or those brands that, you know, want to flag your pictures or they want to flag your pictures for certain brands, I just will not use them anymore. That's just it. I'm not going to post it. I'm going to post it, but I'm not going to post them and post their name, because you're the reason why my page keep getting flagged and then they end up getting deleted. I don't have time for that. I just don't. So yeah, that's, you know, that is another thing where I experienced some highs and lows with, and it was more highs than lows, but that low kind of like was trying to take me out. It really was. And last on my list is my jewelry boutique. Yes, I had to take a big sigh. I have experienced more lows with my jewelry boutique than highs this year. I would have to say mainly that's due to my negligence. I didn't put my jewelry boutique as a priority this year, and that falls on me. It doesn't fall on anybody else. I'm not blaming anybody or nothing. That's also another business where I lost my footing. I kind of lost the vision that I had for it. I was trying to sell things or have things that I felt like I seen other jewelry boutiques have, instead of having stuff that I know people will buy and things that, like, everything I stand behind. Now, my products I do have in my jewelry boutique, I don't not stand behind them. They're really good products. And I always test my jewelry out before I even put it on my website. Anything that I have on my website, anybody that I use, you know, as far as the custom jewelry, I always order something for myself before I try to sell it to somebody else. Because I want to see if it's durable. I want to see if it tarnishes easily. I want to see if it lasts throughout different weathers. If you're sweating, if, you know, whatever type of skin texture you have, because a lot of people can't wear certain jewelry. And I do have sensitive skin, so I have to test it out anyway. But I've done that as well, but I feel like that I just started to put anything on my website in a sense. that does not sound good, but it's the truth. It was a lot of things that I know I wouldn't wear, or I was just thinking, okay, somebody's going to get it. Somebody's going to buy it. But I kind of just lost my vision for my jewelry boutique. And I've done that in the past. When it came to my other boutique that I had, I lost my vision. Instead of me having my own vision, I created a vision that everybody else wanted me to have, what people wanted me to sell, what people wanted me to do, and whatever the case may be. And that's where I lose the motivation to do it. My jewelry boutique, the website has not been up for a while. And that's mainly due to one, mainly due to me, but two, mainly due to an issue that I'm having with Shopify when it comes to getting my domain name back. Nobody has it. It's just that is an issue with me getting it back from them. So that kind of you know, deterred me from doing it as well. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I just, my vision was just gone for it. But me sitting back and having this time, you know, to think about what I want to do, and when I reopen my website, how I want it to be, I kind of made decisions as to what I want to sell, how I want to go about it, the things that I, you know, want to do to keep my website open and stuff like that. So those are kind of like the major lows for me. It wasn't a lot, but those were like the significant lows for me when it came to my business. If y'all can hear the plane in the background, just excuse that. It's a plane flying over the house. With my highs for my business, it just so happened that this guy I've known for years, we've been friends for over 10 years at this point. He actually like asked me about a jewelry piece that I had on. And if anybody asks me, I always, you know, tell them I do have a business, and I show them certain things that I sell. And, you know, if they make the decision to buy, that's on them. But now it's just like, because me trying to get my website back, I just have to do things a little different when it comes to processing payments and getting payments and stuff like that. But he asked me about a certain piece, and I was like, oh yeah, I mean, I sell these, like I sell all types of stuff. And he was just asking me about, you know, what type of things he had for men. And a lot of men feel like because I have a jewelry boutique, I don't have stuff for men. And I do. It's not a lot, but I do have certain pieces that men can also wear. And he actually got a chain from me. And for him, I actually gave it to him for free. I mean, because we have been friends. And mainly because, you know, he's out. He's in the nightlife. You know, he's a DJ. So it's just like, if he has it on, people are going to ask. You know, that's a given. Anytime you go somewhere, people might be like, oh, where you get that from? Or whatever, whatever. So I gave it to him for free. It was a good thing because I was able to get more business from it. People started to, you know, reach out and, you know, follow my page, or it was just word of mouth. He would just tell people where he got his chain from and stuff like that. So other people would started to ask me, and that kind of like pushed me to, you know, get my vision back and, you know, try to get my vision back on track, as well as get my motivation back to start my business. Because that, I mean, it's not good that I'm, you know, it's word of mouth and I'm doing business like that. But I want people to be able to just go to my website, or I give them my card and just be like, you know, you can go to my website, check it out. You know, you can get a 10% off if you want to, whatever, whatever. So me doing that kind of pushed me to want to start my business up again. And that was the main high for me when it came to, you know, wanting to do my business again. It showed me that word of mouth is great. And then networking with other people as well. Because there was another girl, me and her was kind of networking in the club. And I was just telling her about my business, because she was asking about all my accessories, because most of my accessories I wear, that they're on my website. I don't really wear too many other things unless it's like maybe a designer piece or something my mom gave me, or a boyfriend, something like a boyfriend or something like that. So those are only jewelry pieces that I wear. So a lot of people do ask me about that. But I was appreciative, even though, you know, some people might say, why would you give it to them for free? Because that was lost in money. But at the end of the day, it was free promo. He got the free chain, I got free promo. And it worked well with me. So I'm good with that. And I just made a decision that next year I want to do stuff different with my business. I want to start not doing commercials, but like, you know, doing like a low key commercial, not a big one, but I'm going to do better, like with my emails and sending stuff out and the way I'm branding, the way I'm presenting my stuff and stuff like that. So that was like the major high for me. Even though I experienced those lows, that was like a major high for me. We all experience highs and we all experience lows when it comes to life, our personal life, business, everything. But what I'm learning to do now is to be more grateful for all my opportunities, be more consistent with everything, and where something doesn't fit, I let it go. And that comes, that goes with business too, y'all. Not just life, but that goes with business too. If it's not something that you're passionate about, it's not something that you love doing, just let it go. You don't have to keep going. You don't have to try, because it's not gonna come off authentic, and then you're not gonna be consistent. You're not gonna love what you're doing. So if it does not fit, just let it go. And that's what I'm realizing. Certain things I will be making decisions about when it comes to my businesses. I'm not particularly sure right now. I don't want to put a lot on myself. I don't want to end up hating something that I love doing. I don't want to feel like I'm being forced, and like, it is a job, but I don't want to make it feel like work. I want to do things in my life, especially in my businesses, where it's fun for me doing it. I don't want to pack up an order with an attitude. I don't want to, because that's blocking your blessings. I don't want to have to, oh God, I got to post this today. Because no, you're not going to get any views. You're not going to, you give out what, you get what you give out. And I'm just taking more time to be grateful with more things, being more consistent, and just getting back into the mindset of loving what I do. And it goes for this podcast, my personal life, my business pages, my boutique, everything. I want to love what I do and motivate people as well. Because, you know, in my family, we have the entrepreneur gene. Everybody has it. Everybody has it. And I know long term, I want to make my businesses my everyday job, not me having to work a 9-to-5 and do these on the side. So I know the steps that I have to take and the things that I have to do to make that happen. And I'm getting my footing back. I'm taking all of my lows and I'm pivoting and I'm making certain decisions to turn them into highs. And that's what I'm doing. I just choose to take all my L's with stride, take it on the chin, and turn them into W's. And that's on period. I want to thank you all so, 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 so much for listening today. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love the podcast, because it helps my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so much, and I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.